For those who couldn't cram into St. Peter's Square, there was another option in Rome: giant television screens set up in public parks across the city. NPR's Emily Harris joined the thousands who watched the ceremony at the Circus Maximus.
The infield of Rome's ancient racetrack turned into a campground last night. This morning, jazz eased through loudspeakers as the sun peeked over ruins.
All the things.
Nuns, who slept in their habits, were folding blankets while a young couple nearby cuddled. Filippo Pistolese from Pisa was up and bounding around, offering strangers slices of cake.
This is a typical Italian cake during Pasqua, you know?
This is
Easter, yes. And it's symbol of peace, which has been transformed into a cake, something.
Sharing food with strangers set the morning mood here. Among people from many countries, a community of sorts seemed to spring up overnight through talking, singing, and praying. Hundreds of the Pope's Polish countrymen were here, many carrying their country's flag tied with a black ribbon. Germans chanted the Pope's name and led songs in the morning. Americans came too, including college student Matt Kost from Northern California.
Since the last time this happened was in 1978, and that's way older than I am, and I just feel like it's a pretty big opportunity to take.
Many here were under 30, but certainly not everyone.
My name is Claude Riondel. I am a grandmother and, of seven children, and I have four children.
Unlike those at the actual funeral site, the masses here heard Pope John Paul II's voice one more time. It was a bit of pre-mass video montage that served as part celebration of and part advertisement for youth-oriented church activities. When the TV screens showed the Pope's coffin being carried out of St. Peter's Basilica, people here, like those in St. Peter's Square, broke into applause. Watching the service with red, wet eyes, one young blonde woman kept a blue transistor radio tucked up close to her ear. She wanted to hear the liturgy in Polish.
Yeah, I'm from Poland. My name is Ula Odrubka. I think it's great here to see all the people around who are praying and who are maybe all have similar feelings.
Although the center of the crowd felt solemn during the Pope's funeral, on the edges, kids chased each other and a few young people played cards. Fabrizio Evangò said the communal atmosphere reminded him of the World Youth Movement that Pope John Paul II started in the 1980s.
Stare qui con giovani, beh, comunque sembra di rivivere un'altra GMG in fondo.
To be here with all these other young people, it feels like living another World Youth Day. There is also this sense of respect for the Holy Father, who was really committed to youth like us.
He said real community isn't dependent on physical, but spiritual space. Today, an ancient racetrack in Rome provided both. Emily Harris, NPR News, Rome.